This is VOA News, recording by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces have taken control of Europe's largest nuclear plant after shelling it and sparking a fire in a building in the plant compound. Ukraine's nuclear inspectorate said there has been no radiation leak at the plant and added that plant personnel are continuing to operate the facility safely. Ukrainian officials said firefighters were able to get the blaze at the facility under control. The facility, several hundred kilometers from Kyiv, produces about 25% of Ukraine's power. President Biden spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and received an update on the fire at the nuclear plant. The Biden administration has requested $10 billion in supplemental funding from Congress to deliver additional humanitarian security and economic assistance in Ukraine and the neighboring region in the next coming days and weeks. Also on Thursday, Washington heaped another round of sanctions on Russian President Vladimir Putin's inner circle. Moscow's attempt to quickly take over the Ukrainian capital has apparently stalled, but the military has made significant gains in the south in an effort to sever the country's connection to the Black Sea. The administration of President Biden will grant temporary deportation relief and work permits to tens of thousands of Ukrainians who already have entered the United States, have been here, but unable to return to Ukraine due to the military conflict with Russia. In a developing story this morning, at least 30 people killed, 56 wounded in a huge blast at a Shiite mosque in northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar, according to a hospital official. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Biden on Thursday gave millions of victims of workplace sexual harassment the right to seek recourse in the courts instead of through secretive arbitration proceedings. Biden signed into law the Ending Forced Arbitration of Sexual Assault and Sexual Harassment Act, which bars employment contracts from forcing people to settle claims of sexual harassment or sexual assault through arbitration instead of in the courts. Employers often benefit from arbitration, which keeps misconduct allegations from becoming public. At the White House, President Biden said between half and three-quarters of women report that they have faced some form of sexual harassment in the workplace, but too often have a fair chance to do anything about it. The law also is retroactive, voiding agreements so that individuals who have been bound by arbitration language will be free to pursue legal action against their harassers. French President Emmanuel Macron announcing Thursday that he will run for a second term one day ahead of Friday's deadline. Macron is already leading in national opinion polls, and if he wins the two-round election on April 10th and 24th, he will be the first French president to win a second term in office in 20 years. Polls show Macron as the front runner, supported by a 40% approval rating, according to a report in the Associated Press. His approval rating is higher than those of his predecessors, François Hollande and Nicolas Sarkozy, at the end of their five-year terms. The French electoral system requires candidates to receive 500 endorsements from elected officials. Macron was the first of the candidates to achieve this benchmark, even without a formal candidacy announcement. The rule was put in place to limit the number of people running for president. International athletes and guests are looking forward to Friday evening's opening ceremony of the Beijing Paralympics with great anticipation for world-class celebration. The opening ceremony, themed on the blooming of life, will showcase the pursuit of people with disabilities for a better life and a more inclusive world. The opening ceremony of the Winter Paralympic Games gathers performers from all walks of life nationwide, with 30% of them being people with disabilities. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.